And we're back at Martin Stadium, just about ready to kick this off for the second half. Our Vikings lead 45-7 over the Bears from Houston County. I'm Bill Osborne along with Wes James and Marty Rogers on the sideline, and we're ready to bring you another half of great Lounge High Viking football.
And Bill, something different than that you don't normally see in the second half. Our Vikings will receive the football. We won the toss, elected to defer. Marty brought us that information from the sideline, said coaches thought because of the weather like it is, we'd rather have the ball.
We'll kind of follow and see if we're going to have a running clock here in the third quarter. That's always a coaching decision. If you're down by 30 or more points, trailing coach can decide if he elects to have a running clock in the third quarter. They do. They are going to run the clock. So upon the kickoff, it will be a running clock in the third quarter.
And which makes for a little faster football game. So, Brandon, we'll try to get you as many commercial breaks as we can. But
if you
tell us how we're doing, we'd appreciate it. If we're ahead or behind.
We're probably behind. You had a long interview with Mr. Taylor in the half.
Yeah, we did. Thompson set to kick off, waiting for the whistle. There it is. Put that right foot into it, and he kicks it down on the screen on the ground. They touch it, and we touch it, and they fall on it. Brandon Fox tried to pick the ball up.
And it hit him right in the face mask.
And bounced back, and they have recovered at the 40, at our 48-yard line. It's more or less like an onside kick.
Most definitely their best field position of the night, and that comes on just a bobbled kick. And Brandon, I mean, he tried to get the ball, and it just kind of bounced up and hit him right square in the face mask. One of those freak little things, but the defense out there, Lee Ruiz, calls the defense.
And it is Thompson. Thompson
on the ground.
The center ball's on the ground. And the second down, they said they recovered. They're going to lose 1, 2, 3 yards. Kind of like that the punt that we had where it just, they say it brushed one of our punt receiver. And
of course, Marty from the sideline said he saw Greg, and Greg said that he didn't touch it. But if I was Greg, I'd say I didn't touch it either. I'm not saying he did or didn't, but anytime you ask the player involved, he didn't do it.
Second and 13, the ball back on Houston's side of the field at the 40, at their 49-yard line. Just underway here in the third quarter. It is a running clock. We lead 41-7. Sends two receivers, one near side, one far side. Takes us all, gives it to Davis. Davis up the middle. He crosses the 50, fights his way down to about our 47-yard line back to the original line of scrimmage. Well, it will be second and 10 from there.
Now, that'll be third after the...
third.
Lee Ruiz on the tackle there.
Bill?
Yeah.
One of the Viking voice advertisers has walked up here behind us.
Well, that'll be all right.
Yeah, you've never met him, have you?
Probably
not. That's Kevin Strickland.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? Nice to meet you.
Thompson under center, drops back, looks, throws downfield. Oh, he just overthrows. I'm going to tell you what, I thought he was overthrowing number 17, Jelani Phillips, but Phillips ran under that ball, almost made the catch at the 25.
They're picking on Tyler Hunter on the couple times they've attempted to throw the ball, and Tyler Hunter just runs out, gets underneath the pass.
Kevin says since he advertises on the Viking voice, he thought he could...
Hey, just jump right in
here. He could come right up here. He wants to see what's going on.
We might give him a headset here in a minute. Timeout, Vikings. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Lions Eye Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back at Martin Stadium. I'm Bill Osborne along with Wes James. Marty Rogers down on the sideline somewhere, and we'll get to him shortly. After a Viking timeout on defense, it's fourth down. Bears in a punt formation. Back deep, Troy Braswell and Greg Reed for the Vikings.
And Tyus Thompson's punt. High, high punt toward Greg Reed, and Greg takes it. Oh, and catches it about the 17, tries to stay in bounds.
And just falls out of bounds as he makes the catch right there about the 17-yard line. Took a chance, punted it to Greg, but they were headed for the sideline the whole time on the punt. Greg tried to keep it in bounds. Vikings will have it first down and 10 now. Let's see who comes out on the field offensively. Geraldo Orta looks like one of the wingbacks along with Troy Braswell. The Mayflower Movers return trip looks to be intact on the offensive line. Kari Franklin, your quarterback.
And Houston in that 5-3 defense. Franklin goes under center, ball on the far hash mark. Takes the snap, drops those out in the flats to Darius Howell. He's across the 20, cuts back inside the 25, still on his feet, fights his way up to the 30, and He's going to have a first down. It's going to be about a 12-yard pass play from Franklin to Darius Howell.
Good little good little pass from Corey just to get the ball out there and then gets Darius Howell in open space, and he's able to get ahead for a first down.
C.J. Moore brings the play in from the sidelines. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Now C.J. goes to the visitor's side of the field. Franklin goes under center, tight end on our side. We put Troy Braswell in motion. We give it to Anderson.
Fullback.
Anderson, the fullback, as he crosses the 30 up to about the 31, 32-yard line. Should be second and eight from there. 7:50 to go here in the third quarter. Clock running. Vikings lead it 45-7.
Good run by the fullback. He's having to get into that hole himself and try and make the block, along with getting the ball ahead and trying to get a good carry. If we can get one of the wingbacks to lead through there, that fullback can break it open.
Second and seven. Ball in the middle of the field. Tight end now moves over to the visitor side. Linebacker up tight on our side, man in motion. And again, we give it to Anderson right up the middle. Franklin keeps it this time, and he gets out to the 35. He'll pick up 2 yards. Should be third and five from there.
It is always a lot of fun to watch Corey Franklin at quarterback because he has such good sleight of hand, and he has good ball control, and being able to follow him where if he can't hands the ball off or if he keeps it. So it'll be third and five?
Yep, and C.J. Moore goes to the far side. Braswell at wing back on our side. Orta on the far side. Look, they've got 8 men within 6 yards. They throw the ball out to C.J. Moore, and he drops the incomplete pass. And, Bill, for the first time tonight, we should probably see Hayden Martin.
Well, it is. Hayden Martin has not punted tonight, but we may not see Hayden. Looks like we're going to get Joel Burkhalter. Joel, a senior. Want to get an opportunity for Joel to get out here, and Joel's a pretty good punter. Of course, Hayden is senior too. But let's see what Joel can do here. Dalton Jackson, the long snapper.
There's a snap. They come after it. We get it away. High, high kick. Fair catch call for it, and they'll make the catch at the 37-yard line. That's number 17, Jelani Phillips.
What you got for us,
guys? I was just gonna hate to correct you there, Bill, but I just wanted to say something. Our snapper is actually Jackson Dalton. His dad just wanted to point that out to me and get his name straight. So it's actually Jackson Dalton.
Instead of Dalton Jackson, it's Jackson Dalton. You know, that's like Ricky Bobby. I'm sorry. Two first names. Go figure. Sorry about that. We'll try and get him straight next time. All right, Wes. Number 13 in at quarterback. That is Jeff Thompson.
Thompson, and he gives the ball to number 5 as he gets across.
That's Robert Williams on the carry.
Yep. And Williams will get the ball up to about the 40, so it'll give him a 3-yard carry.
So you got to help me with that. Jackson Dalton. Sorry about that. We'll work on that. Jackson Dalton.
I'll try to remember that.
You can't remember 24 and 29, so how are we going to remember that?
Hey.
All right, here we go.
All righty. Thompson goes under center. Takes a snap. Two receivers far side again. Gives it number 5 right up the middle. And Williams will pick up another 2-3 yards all the way up to about the 44-yard line. Bill will be third and about 3 from there.
Looks like Aaron Winston in on the tackle. Now, we're going to have some numbers tonight, Wes, that we don't have on our roster. Number 30 for the Vikings is there's a number 30 out there on the field, maybe a ninth grader that has stepped up here.
Coffee Valdosta has closed it to 3. It's 21-18 now as the Cats are fighting back against the Trojans. 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 45-7. It is 3rd and 3 for Houston. Thompson takes a snap. Again, gives it to Presley up the middle. No, he keeps it himself around the left side. He's got the first down. We were still on his feet. Thought we were running out of bounds to the 40, and we don't get him until he gets down to the 32-yard line.
Derek Godfrey had a shot at him over there on the side. Couldn't get him down. Lee Ruiz had to track him down from the backside, and he makes the tackle. So a first down, one of the longest runs of the night for the Bears.
First and 10 from our Viking 31-yard line. Like I said, we've got a lot of different jerseys out there tonight.
Yeah, Kente Palmer, number 77 on the defensive line. There's a number 30 We don't know who that is. We'll try and work that out.
Justin Wilson. Thompson back in at quarterback. I mean, Robinson back in, and he gives it again to Williams right up the middle. And they'll give him 1, 2, 3 yards on the carry. Be second and 7. The ball down at our 28-yard line. Two receivers come near side. Tied into the far side. Thompson back in. He gives it to number 33. That's Corey Ballard. Ballard will fight his way across the 25-yard line down to about the 23, and it'll be should be third and about two from there, Bill.
Clock continues to run. 2:39 now left in the third quarter. Still 45-7 Vikings lead. Running off for the I said I was going to get this right. Rade Moore. And I'm sure that's still wrong on the first name. Just checked out.
Thompson goes under center. Man comes near side. Two tight ends now. Gives it to Davis right up the middle. Still on his feet. Oh, just runs over somebody. A Viking at about the 17-yard line. Drives him all the way back down to about the 15. That'll be a first and 10 from the 15. Ball on the far hash mark. Houston going from left to right on your radio dial. They bring number 8. Craig Bracelet to our side. He's on man coverage out here. Again, Thompson gives the ball to Davis across the left side. Davis fights his way down to about the 10. Should be second and about 5 from there. Checking in is
Rade Moore. And I know that's wrong.
Rajde.
No.
Nope. Okay.
I wrote the accent down somewhere, and I can't find my note. I'll have to follow up with him.
We're in a minute 15 to go here in the third.
Bears are threatening.
Shelton Whitley comes to our side. Thompson takes a snap.
Davis
gives it
again
to Davis around the right side. He's got a hole. Oh, and boy, a touchdown saving tackle by number 7.
That's Kenneth Durden.
It'll be first and goal at the 1-yard line. Durden come up and just took the legs out from under Shelton Whitley.
Well, against almost entirely backups on that defensive line now. One of the only true starters looks like Lee Ruiz.
We'll come to you in just a second, Marty. Davis in the backfield with Ballard. And again, he gives it Davis. And, oh, Davis gets hit and submarine. And
that's
look
Lee
there.
Ruiz on the tackle.
Lee Ruiz comes in, and he'll actually lose about a half a yard, Bill. And that may, well, we'll see. That's not quite the end of the third quarter yet.
And I think that'll be the last play of the third quarter. We'll take a break here in just a second and come back and see what Marty's got for us on the sideline.
Let's see, 5, 4, 3, 2. At the end of the third quarter, our Vikings lead at 45-7. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, we go to the fourth quarter leading 45-7. And, Bill, I don't know if you call it an upset or not, but Brooks County has defeated Fitzgerald 14-7.
I tell you, well, I expected that kind of a game. Look at there.
Look at here. Look at Darian Perry.
Come here, man.
DP.
Y'all got an off week, don't you? Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see Darian Perry visiting with us. Oh, smiley face.
That's all right. How's it going down there? Good. Well, I know I talked to some people. They said that you're dressing out. Just hadn't made it on the field
Bill,
yet.
We're talking to Darian Perry in Houston County and scores.
That's all right. I'd rather talk to Darian.
Come on around.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Didn't see who scored the touchdown.
Oh, I don't even care. I'm sorry. I didn't really mean that. I was glad to see Darian. Darian is glad to be home. I know. Yeah, I talked to his stepdad the other day, and Darian's just he's liking being down in Miami, but he was ready to come home for a visit.
Thompson on to attempt the extra point. Oh, there's a flag.
Yeah, Darian, you can check out him on our alumni page on our website. That's www.thevikingvoice.com. That's thevikingvoice.com. And we have an alumni page. We try to keep up with all the former football players and where they're playing at now at the college level. And, of course, Darian at FIU, Florida International University down in Miami. And they have an off week this week. So Darian got a chance to come home, watch some football, and it's always great to see Darian. He is such a great kid. All right.
Now they're going to back it up. It's going to be a 25-yard extra point. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good.
Still good.
And with 11:48 to go here in the ball game, Vikings leading 45-14. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, 11:48 to go in the ball game. Vikings lead at 45-14. Houston just scored.
We didn't see it.
Yeah, we didn't see it. We were busy talking to Darius Perry.
And they're getting ready to kick off.
Thompson set to kick off. Back deep is Troy Braswell, Corey Franklin, and Tyler Hunter. Waiting for the kick.
Little squib
there
again.
It is. And picked up by Darius Howell. Oh, that's a 20. And he gets about the 23 whenever Troy Braswell trips him up from behind.
No, it was Tyler Hunter kind of trips him up. They stepped over each other. So first and 10, the clock will continue to run here as a running clock through the fourth quarter. The Bears do put those seven more points on the board, so it's 45-14, 11:21 as the clock runs. All new O-line now, Wes. We'll try and get some names in here for you. Number 60, Cale O'Neal at center. Probably number 58, Matthew Stanley at one of the guards. Also number 61, Lance Stevens. Cole Parker at
quarterback. And they give it to, see his number when he gets up. That's number 14.
No, it's 44. That's Dale McBurrow at fullback. Cole Parker getting a shot now at quarterback. Cole has had a pretty good year at the JV level. Of course, is the holder on extra points and field goals. Cole Parker now under center.
Takes a snap.
Dale McBurrow.
And he goes over to the right side. And, of course, as what happens so often, we'll have our third stringers, and they'll still be playing starters.
Yeah. James Pittman also out there on the offensive line. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, I was going to point something out. We talked about this before, but one thing about it, when we get our B team in the game, the coaches continue to coach like it's a 0-0 game. But the starters are still up on the line, and they're coaching too. And that's valuable experience that our backup players just they get that other teams just don't get.
Take the snap, and we give it to number 26 going around the left side. Looks, cuts back in against the grain, crosses the 30, gets up to about, and that's what I'll say, he's at the 30-yard line. He'll pick up, that was third and about six and a half, about five, and we'll pick up about two on that. So it'll be fourth and a very, very long, well, I say fourth and three, three and a half, and we'll punt from there.
Geraldo Orta on that last carry for the Vikings. Joel Burkhalter in again to punt for the Vikings. So Hayden Martin, no punts in the first half, and Hayden's going to get the night off, it looks like, as Joel Burkhalter out again to punt. And into snap, Jackson Dalton. I got it.
Back deep, Jelani Phillips. There's a kick that come after it. High, high kick. Hits at the 50, bounces backwards, and now rolls out of bounds at the Viking 49-yard line. That's where Houston County will take over first and 10 from there.
Michael Miller downs it right about the 50-yard line. I'm assuming that's 53, Michael Miller.
There.
That's what I...
Hey, guys, something else I wanted to point out. Of course, with the starters on the sidelines, I had a chance to speak to Gerald Demps. And I asked him what the pink wristband on his arm was about, and he said that someone very dear to him had breast cancer, and he wears that rubber band for breast cancer awareness, and I just thought that was a neat little thing that he does and wanted to bring some attention to it.
Thank you.
We're in a four-man front. Robinson gives the ball to...
Keeps it.
Nope, he keeps it, comes around the left side, and he's going to get good yardage on that carry, Bill. It's going to be... very, very close to a first down.
Yeah, it looks like it is a first down. That's really great to hear about Gerald Demps. Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a lot of the officials in the college level are using pink whistles to bring everyone's attention to the fight against breast cancer.
Remember last year during basketball season when the basketball officials had pink whistles and actually was donating part of their game fee
to
the American Cancer Society. Robinson goes under center. Drops back to pass, rolls right, looking, being chased, pulls the ball down, starts to run with it, And it gets away from one man. We finally run him out of bounds, but not before he picks up the first down, down around our 39-yard line.
Yeah, Derek Bradley, I believe, was the...
Oh, no, they'll say he'd be short, Bill.
Derek Godfrey runs him out of bounds.
And they'll be short about half a yard, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. Are they going to bring it and measure? Oh, please. I really thought he was further up than that. That's the first down.
1 minute left. Coffee leads Valdosta 28-18.
So they've kind of stretched that lead back up a little bit now to 10. So first and 10 now for the Bears.
Yep.
6:35 left in the game.
One receiver comes near side, and they get the ball right up the middle and get down to about the 35.
Number 99, Dylan Roberts in the game now for the Vikings. Now coming in, number 22, that's Lee Carter. Trying to get some more names and numbers for you. Number 31, that's Kerry Stanley in the ball game. Looks like number 90, is that 92? That is number 92, Ed Moore at defensive end.
Robinson again goes under center. Rolls to our side, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made by number 8. That's Craig Presley. And that's enough for the first down, Bill, all the way down to about the 27-yard line.
Ken Durden there to tie him up. And then number 61, Lance Stevens, comes in to finish off the tackle. But you're right, another first down for the Bears. Clock running, 5:36 left in the ballgame.
Coffey has extended their lead now to 35-18. Robinson on the counter play gives it to number 33. That's Corey Ballard, as Ballard gets across the 25, finally hauls down about the 23-yard line. 5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 45-14.
Kerry Stanley and Lance Stevens again in on the tackle for the Vikings. I'm going to go with number 16, Raheed. I think that's it. Raheed is number 16. Raheed Moore.
Two receivers go. Two receivers far side. One near. Nobody
Ball's
near
on the ground.
All on the ground.
I think they got it back.
I think so too, Bill.
Robinson able to just squeeze down on it as he saw it first, and when he missed the snap. So third and about 8. Coming in now for the Vikings, number 90, Adam. Is that number 90? Adam Ribeiro, defensive end.
We're in a five-man front. Robinson takes a snap. We're just letting run the clock out. Rolls right, looking, throws out in the flats, throws behind number 1. Garrick Davis, their leading rusher, for an incomplete pass. Make it 4th and 8. The ball at the 25-yard line, and we're inside 4 minutes to go here in the contest.
Aaron Winston out there in coverage.
Valdosta's loss just about eliminates them from the playoffs.
And yep. We got a timeout.
Nope. They call a timeout. 3:26 to go here in the ball game. We'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead at 45-14. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, it's going to be 4th and about 8. The ball at the 25-yard line.
Well, Deion Crenshaw out on the field. Also, number 30, we got a name on that. That's Justin Wilson. They call him the Big O. He is a freshman getting some chances here at the nose tackle.
And they're going to go for it, Bill. They sat down for like a field goal to start with, but now they're going to go for it.
Ken Durden out wide on the receiver.
Robinson takes the ball, keeps it on the quarterback, keeper around the right side, looking. We're chasing him, and it's going to be awfully close to that first down when he gets there, Bill.
Well, where they mark him, he's going to be a good yard short.
Yep. You're right, because I thought it was closer than that. Ball will go over. Vikings will take over 1st and 10 from our 17-yard line with 3 minutes to go. Vikings will improve to 8-0 on the year, 5-0 in the region. Houston will drop to 3-5 overall and 0-5 in the region.
Looks like trying to get some more names and numbers. Number 79, Stephen Grant on the field for the Viking. Number 70, James Pittman on the offensive line. Matthew Stanley, Cale O'Neill at the center. Lance Stevens at the other guard.
Cole Parker at quarterback. We just want to run this thing out. Takes the snap.
And little counter.
And gives it to, was it to Order? Order was went in motion, and we'll see who it is when they get up.
That was Braswell.
Braswell on the counter, and he'll pick up 4 yards.
Now under five. Under 2 minutes now left in the ball game.
Second and five. The ball moved out to the 23-yard line. 1:42 to go. The Lions High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Deli and Pub. At Loco's Grill and Pub. Parker takes the snap. Again, gives it to, this time to Orta on his feet. Breaks 1-2. That's Braswell. He's off to the races. Will they catch him? It's a foot race, and it is touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell. Just broke through into the second layer. Great blocks by that second team offensive line, and they get it broke open. Now, little Avery's going to be out here. Is he going to kick it or hold it? Let's see what we got. Avery Alderman, number five. Let's see if he's the kicker or the holder. Avery's going to be the holder. Joel Burkholder to attempt the extra point. Cole Parker in. Cole's the backup snapper, so Cole will be the snapper in this.
Avery to hold, as Bill told you. There it is. It's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with a minute 14 to go, Vikings lead it 52-14.
And let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Lions High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, Troy Burkholder getting ready to kick off.
So is Burkholder? No, Burkholder's not going to kick off. Looks like that's still Mark Willis is going to kick off.
Yep, okay.
And no, 47. Hold on. That's Jed Solomon. Jed Solomon to kick off for the Vikings. Boy, I'm going to be updating stats tonight with all kinds of new names.
Nice end-over-end kick all the way back to the 3-yard line. Presley comes near side. He's at the 10, the 15, cuts on the feet, 20, and we'll haul him down as he hit the 20 and went backwards. And the tackle was made
number
48,
Nick Hooks,
at the 18-yard line. When he got to the 20, he decided to reverse his field, and we run him down.
They're gone.
Inside 1 minute to go.
I don't know what the deal is. We ate all the Chick-fil-A nuggets. Thanks to Charlie Cruz at Chick-fil-A for providing those for the press box.
Down to about one play. New quarterback in for Houston. That's number 20, Marcus Dollard. Drops back, looks, throws downfield. We almost intercepted it.
That was Kerry Stanley almost with an INT. 23 seconds now left in the ball game. There might be one more play here. We'll see. They may not try and run this. We're down to 10 seconds now.
Thompson back there. In at quarterback. He likes to air it out a little bit. And
they do get it off.
Yep, and they give it to number five, Robert Williams, and he gets up to about the 25, and that's the ball game. Our Vikings have defeated the Houston County Bears here in the last regular season home game for our Vikings, 52-14, to set up a big showdown with the Coffee Trojans next Friday night over in Douglas, Georgia. We'll be back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. And Marty, trying to locate where you at, buddy. That doesn't mean he's not down there looking to get a hold of Coach McPherson. Vikings win it 52-14. To go to 8-0 on the year, 5-0 in the region. Houston County drops to 3-5, 0-5. And hey, Marty.
Hey, Wes. I'm here with Coach McPherson. Coach McPherson, great game, great first half, and run a record 8-0. Can you tell us your thoughts on the game?
Oh, man, proud of the kids. They played well. Got a lot of kids in the game, and the young kids played well. It's just a great night. You know, the kids deserve it. They worked hard.
Coach, I noticed when the young kids in the game, y'all are still coaching like a 0-0. The starters are still in there. They're coaching the kids. Talk a little bit about getting the young kids in, the experience that they can get in a game like this.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, you can't substitute game, experience, you know, for as many young kids to get in a region game, you know, that's a good thing. They can carry it with them for a long time.
Coach, Coffey won tonight. They beat Valdosta. We got to go over there next week. What's your thoughts on next week's game?
Well, I hadn't really looked. We're going to enjoy this one first, but we'll get to work hard on them.
Well, good luck, Coach.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Coach McPherson. You can expect a great win by the Lowndes High Vikings. And, of course, Coach McPherson wants to let these kids revel in this little victory for a little while. He'll have them ready to start getting prepared for the Coffey High Trojans next week. Great night of stats, if you really like stats. One of the things, our big three, Gerald Demps, Greg Reed, and then our leading rusher tonight is going to be number 29, Troy Braswell, because of that long run there. Those three average 16.4 yards a carry when you total up their numbers tonight. That's just phenomenal that when your top three rushers touch the ball, they're picking up 16.4 yards on the night. Stats tonight, of course, their final score, Lowndes 52, Houston County 14. First downs tonight, both teams with 5 first downs. Houston County rushing 40 carries for 154 yards. The Vikings 29 carries for 287 yards. Passing tonight, Houston County was 2 of 7 for 12 yards and an interception. The Vikings 1 for 3 for 13 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Total plays, Houston County with 47 offensive plays, our Vikings with 32. Total offense, 156 yards. That's got to be a little bit different. Probably 166 yards. And 300 total yards for the Vikings. Fumbles tonight. Houston County had fumbled the ball 4 times, losing it twice. The Vikings fumbled once and lost that fumble. Penalties. Vikings did really well tonight. Only 2 penalties for 7 yards. Houston County was penalized 3 times for 15 yards. Average punts for the Vikings, two punts tonight. It wasn't Hayden Martin. It was Joel Burkhalter punting tonight. 2 punts for an average of 23 yards. The leading rusher for Houston County is number 1. That's Garrett Davis, 17 carries for 77 yards. Their leading receiver, number 8, Craig Presley, 1 catch for 8 yards. Our leading, we had no leading really receivers. Who caught that ball? That was Darius Howell. Mm-hmm. They caught the ball, so we did have a leading receiver. He had 1 catch for 13 yards. Need to put that down here. That was number 3. The leading rusher, number 29, Troy Braswell, 4 carries for 93 yards and 2 touchdowns. Right behind him was Greg Reed, 6 carries for 86 yards and 1 touchdown. Gerald Demps for 6 carries, 84 yards and 2 touchdowns. And that's your stats. Thank you again to Coach Dice and his staff from Lowndes Middle School. We'll have those, and they will be on the Viking Voice website probably in the next hour and a half, and that is www.thevikingvoice.com. That's TheVikingVoice.com.
And Bill, Vikings win it 52-14 to go 8-0 in the region, 8-0 in the year, 5-0 in the region, to kind of give you a region rundown now. Lowndes at 5-0 in the region. Northside Warner Robins at 4-1. Coffey beats Valdosta 35-18. They go to 7-1 on the regular season, 4-1 in the region. Last report I had, Warner Robins was over Colquitt. They should go to 5-3 overall and 3-2 in the region and put them back in the hunt for a playoff spot. TIFF will have 2 losses. And
we'll hash that out about Tuesday night at the coaches show.
We'll go over that.
Locos.
But this is going to set up a big game against the Coffee County Trojans over at their place next Friday night. And
I'm going to be there. How about you?
I'm definitely going to be there. Marty, what's your
we'll even take Marty with us.
Marty, what's your final thoughts on tonight's ball game?
Well, guys, I think, you know, anytime you can come into a Region 1-5A game in bad weather and score 52 points and get a W, you've had a great night. But also, we did get our young guys in. Coach McPherson commented on that. That's game experience that it's invaluable. So I think it was a great night for the Vikings. Wish there would have been a few more people in the stands, but like you guys said, I'll be in Coffee County next week, and I'll see you there.
All right.
Bill?
I tell you, it really was. It's a great night. The 14 points, 7 of it given up against what would be our starting defense. Just kind of had a brain freeze right there, it seemed like, and they just kind of lost focus after the little muffed punt and let them get in, and they scored 7. And then, of course, they got 7 against our second and even third team. But a great effort, and as Marty said and Coach McPherson said, anytime you can get those young kids in, it is so invaluable. I mean, we've talked about over the years, from 2004, those kids played 15 games. 2005, those kids played 15 games. 2007, the kids played 15 games. That's two, almost a season and a half extra that these kids got to practice and to play and to get prepared. And that's what happens with your program. The longer they can keep practicing and playing, the better they're going to get.
And Bill, we do have a final Warner Robins defeated Colquitt, 39-14. So that's the way everything shapes up. And I think they did real good after a 2-week layoff to come back out and to play a game like this, to kind of work the kinks out, to get ready to go play the Coffee Trojans next Friday night.
Well, it ought to be a big one. It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Brandon Shiver. It has been produced by Clark Johnson. It is a production of Black Crow Media.